From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project's news, information, and no significant snowfall in the tri-state area. We'll explain in a minute. I'm Allison Stewart along with Rachel Martin today. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, Allison. It is January 14th, 2008.
And if you were a kid in the tri-state area and the Bryant Park Project immediately surrounding area, you probably thought you were getting a snow day today.
I totally thought I was. I had my long underwear all laid out, snow boots ready.
I know, maybe didn't finish all your homework. Too bad. No snow. We were promised a good 6 inches by the local weather peoples. And it's just kind of damp and rainy outside.
You know, this morning it took me a long time to get a taxi. And finally my driver said, you know, people just bailed. They thought it's going to be horrible. The roads are going to be terrible.
Yep.
So they just didn't show up to work.
No such luck. Hey, all you rugrats, you're going to school today. Coming up on the show, a reporter sent to India was supposed to do a report on climate change. Found an entirely different story. She found a brothel that services 3,000 men a day. We're going to talk to that reporter in just a little bit.
Also, Jim Vandehei is along for a roundup of weekend politics. Hillary on Meet the Press.
Oh, Romney, I watched
on Face
that.
Of the Nations. How was it?
Yeah, it was really interesting. I watched it one and a half times.
One and a half times? You couldn't make it all the way
such
through
a
twice.
Nerd.
He's going to talk to us about how they did and how the race is shaping up in Michigan and South Carolina.
All right. We also have a book about patches. All right, before you decide that's when you're going to go out and get another cup of coffee, it's fascinating. It's a book about black ops, these black op operations, the whole black world in the military.
Yeah.
It's very secret. Apparently, the local groups that get involved in these underground operations, they create these patches that they wear. So if you're from the same operation, you can recognize what that patch means, but it doesn't mean anything to the rest of us. We're going to talk to a gentleman who was researching another story, found this story, made friends with some of these black operatives, and some of them actually gave him some of these patches, and he's created a picture book as he tries to decipher them. We'll talk to Trevor Paglen about some of the patches he brought to the studio.
Cool.
And about the whole black ops world. So, see? It's going to be interesting.
Cool.
All that, plus Rachel will give us the news, but first we want to get to the BPP's big story. Last night was the Golden Globes. Sort of.
And the Golden Globe goes to Jeremy Piven, Entourage. Very cool. This just feels different. Just thought I'd talk about that lump in the corner under the rug. Nobody noticed the elephant. All right. Best performance by an actress in a television series drama.
Golf claps. Awkward silence. One lady announcing. That was Lara Spencer of the E! Network's broadcast of the Golden Globes Awards ceremony. Rather, press conference. No stars, no ceremony, not much applause, apparently, as the writer's strike struck the Golden Globes. There were plenty of industry representatives and publicists, as well as that elephant in the room.
Yeah, and while it was a low-key press conference at the Beverly Hilton, and it may have been low-key for the Golden Globes, but it was still pretty darn glitzy, really, for a presser. A flashy gold stage, a big screen showing clips and pictures of the actors who were not in attendance. And while no A-list, some recognizable faces, like Mary Hart.
Jim Murray of Inside Edition got the biggest applause, perhaps, of the night for his acknowledgement of the writer's strike.
We're all very mindful of the unusual circumstances surrounding tonight's awards. Jorge Camara, the event, I think, reflects your style and grace, and I applaud you. And I'm very honored to present these Golden Globes.
Seriously, that was the biggest applause of the night.
And here is Jorge Camara, the head of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which holds the event, announcing the night's biggest winner.
It is my pleasure to announce the Golden Globe for the best motion picture drama, Atonement.
All right, over on the NBC network, whose standoff with the striking writers has been most visible in the scriptless return of Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien, there was no live two-hour Globe telecast, as was originally the case. Instead, a sort of shadow ceremony. you know, they had to do something. Yeah. They sold the ad time. Here's Nancy O'Dell and Billy Bush of Access Hollywood making basically the same announcements.
And the winner for Best Motion Picture Drama is Atonement. Atonement received 7 Globe nominations this year, the most for any film.
Better sound effects,
yeah, better
for sure.
Jazzy techno music.
Does sound like Access Hollywood a little bit. And because our own Matt Martinez came in complaining about how the strike got all the press and he had to read 5 paragraphs before finding out who won, Best Actor in a Drama, Rachel, goes to
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Best Comedy or Musical,
Sweeney Todd.
Best Actor in a Comedy or Musical,
Johnny Depp.
Best Supporting Actress,
Cate Blanchett.
Best Animated Feature,
Ratatouille.
Okay, one more. Best TV Drama,
Mad Men.
All right, one more. This one is really for Matt Martinez, our senior supervising producer. Tina Fey, Best Actress in a Comedy.
Awesome.
For 30 Rock. Golf claps. All right.
Well done, everyone.
That's the BPP's big story. We could have done that, Rachel.
I know.
Hey, Rachel Martin, let's get some real news.